Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It would be a pleasure to tell you, first of all, what the average man in Chicago thinks of Lucille Ball.
He doesn't talk much, but she's got a crazy body.
And has... Take that as a compliment again.
I would.
I guess Lucille Ball gets the tag America's Irresistible Girl before...
Wonderful señorita.
Who's that?
I love that girl.
This is another one of your fans.
Sounds all... like an old Jesse Arnaz.
There's another kind? They're floating all over... They're floating all over the place, your fans. I think you deserve the Good Guy Award of the Century for rolling out this early, because I know what an impossible schedule you're keeping to be here with people.
That's reason is that I've heard about Wally Phillips for
but you can't
some
have
time.
Me. I'm already gone.
Well, I know you're already taken, but you have a very, very large listening audience, and that's what I would like to hear.
Hello.
Hi, Wally.
Yes.
I wanted to ask Lucy if the stunts on her show were on the spot, or were they all planned, especially the Candy Factory one, which is dear to my heart.
Oh, thank you. That's one of my favorites. Well, those are all done in front of an audience. We rehearse them, but they're so-called on the spot, as you say, because the results have to happen right on the show at that moment, on Thursday, the day in front of the audience. That's rehearsed and planned, but we never know exactly what's going to happen when we're fooling around with props like that. That's one of my favorite shows, and it turned out, real well, and we're very proud of it.
What's your favorite technical goof? Betty Furness is famous for not being able to get the refrigerator door open on TV, and Captain Video pulled a stick of his ship out and handed it to a stagehand while the camera was on. There must have been a few of the things like that that went wrong.
Well, I almost drowned in a shower, but it wasn't something that I did. Vivian was told to keep me down in the water for a certain time, and she didn't realize that my body would float to the top unless it was held down. She just figured that I would stay down. Mm-hmm. And I didn't. I couldn't. You know, my body kept floating up. So she put her foot on my neck and then went on with the scene. And I like to drown. Mm-hmm. And then she suddenly realized and took her foot off my neck. But it was a little strange there for a while.
And a car? Something with an automobile?
The grapes. I almost got drowned in a vat of grapes once with an Italian woman who didn't understand the director at all. She was told to fight me to a finish, and she did. She never let me up. I was in there, was like stepping on a vat of eyeballs, and I had grapes up my nose and in my ears and down my throat, and she wouldn't let me up.
I Love Lucy in 1967. It was a very good year.
Yes.
37
Oh, there's
degrees.
A gentle laugh.
Lucy, you just have to tell us about the story of the weird dentures or the crazy dental thing or whatever that was you went through.
One evening, after a very long day at the dentist, he had put temporary fillings in about 5 teeth. And at that time, I think they were lead fillings. I don't know what they use now, but it was some portion of lead fillings in my teeth. It's 2:30 in the morning, and I'm really frightened because it's dark and it's lonely, and I had the doors locked, and I was going up, and I get in my mouth, and I'm picking up what I sounds like Morse code. Just to me, it was. I couldn't wait to tell Whitey Hendrix at MGM the next day. I said I was driving at such and such a time, past such and such a corner, and this happened. He said, "You're putting me on." I said, "No, honest to God." They checked, and it was an underground Japanese radio, what do you call it, transistor?
Transmitter.
Transmitter station. A real one.
Wow.
Dug way in where the Birmingham Hospital is now. They investigated, and it was there, and they were living underground. Two little old Japanese.
Funny you don't look it.
I know.
What a story. It's incredible.
It's true.